The Israeli army is questioning a group of soldiers involved in a photographic expose of troop life in a divided West Bank city. The exhibit Breaking the Silence is now on display in Tel Aviv. It's a raw look at military behavior in Hebron, and it's meant to shake up complacency in the Israeli public. This is the latest episode of Israeli troops speaking out about the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
It's barely 10:30 in the morning, and the Tel Aviv gallery housing the Israeli soldiers' one-room exhibit is already buzzing. It's not often that Israeli soldiers offer up first-hand public accounts of their behavior in the occupied territories, but they did here, exposing what they termed the madness of the West Bank town of Hebron, where 500 Jewish soldiers live in enclaves surrounded by 120,000 Palestinians. One photograph depicts a single settler walking up a street, escorted on three sides by soldiers, an illustration of the resources Israel devotes to defending settlers. A flashpoint, Hebron is home to Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants, and to some of the most extremist settlers in the West Bank. Many of the pictures show graffiti calling for revenge for the killing of settlers. One photograph shows a settler sporting an insignia that reads, "Kill 'em all and let God sort 'em out." The soldiers who have completed their 3 years of compulsory service declined to speak with the foreign media, but the exhibit includes their videotaped testimonials. In them, they recount a gradual change that overtakes soldiers enduring long hours, tension, and fear. They describe the process by which they stop seeing Palestinians as human. One soldier, his voice distorted to conceal his identity, talks of the shame he once felt at invading the privacy of a Palestinian home. "Normally, you saw fear in everyone's eyes, and they usually cooperated," he says. But one man answered back, saying, "If you were treated like this, wouldn't you fight back?" "I silently agreed with him," the soldier says, adding, "I thought of my own home, with its garden and barbecue, and imagined how I would feel if someone came in and began questioning my family." When the soldier recalls stopping an asthmatic old man carrying x-rays at a checkpoint, he says, "I regret how I treated him, but at the time I didn't. I was there," he adds, "because I had no choice." It is a theme that runs throughout the accounts and makes some in the audience uncomfortable as they gather to hear the soldiers talk. During the discussion, two women debate whether an 18-year-old can take responsibility for what they do in a conflict zone. Yehuda Shaul, a soldier and one of the initiators of the exhibit, responds. "I take responsibility for my actions," he says, "but I am telling you, as the Israeli society who sent me there, to take responsibility as well." He goes on to say, "Serving in Hebron, there is no such thing as being moral." Outside, an argument erupts between the soldiers and an ex-soldier, who complains that the exhibit concentrated too much on the wrongs of the settlers and the soldiers, but ignored the wrongs of the Palestinians in Hebron, who take up arms against Israelis. 22-year-old Daniel Feingold says he was surprised that the photographs were not more graphic, but he says the exhibit accomplished what it set out to.
"I know some of the people who served there, and I think that from the first day they were there, they knew that something is wrong, and they knew that one day they're going to show it to the world. The question is getting closer to people. How involved are we in this situation as citizens, as former soldiers? We want it to be our own decision, and we want to have something to say about it."
The exhibit is the latest case of Israeli soldiers speaking out about their military service in the occupied territories, but these young men are not telling others to refuse to serve. They are telling their country to look and see what service in a place like Hebron means. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.